Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Julia Widdup with Talk Story Radio, and we have with us today Izzy Church, who's going to tell us about her new book, Angry Movie Guy. Good morning, Izzy. Are you there? Izzy? I'm not sure what's going on here. We can't seem to get her through. It says on hold. Why would it be on hold? Let's just wait a minute and see if she calls back. I don't know what the problem is. But the book sounds interesting. It's about a guy who, let's see, what do I know about this book? It's about a romantic comedy about a struggling film critic who decides to take on a bad attitude to achieve fame and success. When his reviews threaten to destroy the career of a woman he's fallen in love with, he must rethink his life. And Izzy, are you there?
I am here, yes. Can you hear
me? Good. Okay, finally, yes. Go ahead. I've been telling them a little bit about your book, but waiting for you to get on.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sorry we were having a communication problem there for a minute.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to just tell them a little bit about the story, Angry Movie Guy?
Yeah. I told them a little bit, just the part that's on your website about him falling in love with someone and just happened to rethink his life. So, take it from there. She dropped again. I don't know what is wrong with her connection, but we don't seem to be able to hold her on the call. So, I don't know where to go with this. I'm not sure what's the problem. I think we'll have to, there she is again. Okay, let's try again.
Star?
Okay, you're back?
I'm back. Hi, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let's try again.
Okay, so Angry Movie Guy, yes, it is a romantic comedy novel. It's coming out on Valentine's Day. So for any of you romantics who are looking for a fun, warm-hearted novel, this would be a great choice. And you know what? I think it's pretty universal. So I know romantic comedies tend to be towards females, but there's a lot of humor in this book. And so I've heard plenty of like females who have read it and said they were laughing out loud and they had to tell their husband what they were laughing at, and then they read it and they really loved it. So Angry Movie Guy is a really fun book it follows Charlie Zimmerman, who is this awkward film reviewer who chooses to become a sensational, verbally incontinent film critic in order to achieve a fame and success. So we follow his story just, you know, from college all the way up to adult years and kind of his journey through not being able to land work to becoming ultra famous. And unfortunately, at the height of his career, he kind of has to re-examine his life because he's a mess internally. He's got everything he wants externally, you know, the fame, the fortune, all that good stuff, but he's not a very happy person. And, you know, on top of it, one of his like really biting reviews and his explosive like TV fits threatens to destroy a career of a woman who he's like fallen in love with. And so she's our catalyst. It's a rom-com, right? So she's our catalyst for Charlie to go on a a redemption. So he has like this Grinch-like personal redemption to get back to who he truly is. So, and of course, someone's trying to stop that budding romance along the way. So it's a fun story. It's really his journey. It's a story of staying true to yourself. It's a story of redemption. It's a story of it's a humorous story. You know, I mean, this Charlie really blends a lot of things that I think people store internally about themselves, whether it's, you know, their own sense of inadequacy and their own uncomfortability with themselves. And his flaws are very out in the open. So he's someone that I think people can relate to in their own way. And even though
maybe
he's bitter, people fight for him.
Maybe you could read us a little, do you have a little fun
part that you could read? Sure.
Right.
I can read you one of his reviews. Let me get the book here.
Okay.
Let's see. So here's one of his reviews, okay? I reach for the remote control to turn on the television set. A clip for The Hunt for a New World, Master of the Far Seas, appeared on the screen. The monitor displayed a weather captain on the deck of a sailing ship staring out into the abyss of the Pacific through a telescope. I began to speak with a concerned, almost fatherly tone of voice, using long dramatic pauses for effect. Good evening, my fellow moviegoers. Tonight I'm going to try something a little different. Tonight I'm going to pray. I encourage all of you at home to do the same. Out of the corner of my eye, I watched as Samantha stare down at the script in disgust, the same way she stares at me when she thinks I'm not looking. I bent down on both knees. Dear Lord, with your infinite wisdom and compassion, I'm confused as to how you could let The Hunt for a New World, Master of the Far Seas, ever be put to film. Lord, why? Why, when women and children are dying of famine and neglect throughout your glorious kingdom, would you ever let the director spend $135 million to manufacture cinematic toilet paper trash? Crackers. I should have gotten the clue when I read the pretentious title, Crackers, and you call yourself God. Well, let me tell you something. This never-ending 17th-century naval misadventure made me feel like I had been through Genesis and Revelation. I mean, look. My assistant Samantha let out a loud yelp as I shot up from the floor and flashed a menacing glare at the camera. I scowled in her direction, and she quickly covered her mouth and ducked behind the monitors, ferociously writing in her logbook. Meanwhile, the camera had panned to the video feed to show the captain in the movie staring out into the abyss. I dropped to my knees yet again and began to speak in an evangelical tone. Look, I continued, he's still peering through his telescope, which he no doubt needs to compensate for his tiny... I winked into the camera as I held my pinky finger, wiggling it to indicate that the captain has a small dinghy. Annoyed by my ostentatiousness, I observed Samantha cringe as she watched me pace to and fro, cackling with egotistical condensation. I began to imagine what meaningless nonsense she must be scribbling into her logbook, and I began to stutter. I watched a remote control from off the floor. Now, watch this. I heard the director yell to the camera, let's get a close-up on this. He motioned for the cameraman to zoom in on me as I fast-forwarded the movie so the audience could see that the captain was still standing in the exact same position with another crew member. I smirked. Been on that ship a bit too long, have ya? Trying not to be bothered by my obnoxious assistance, I continued with my rant. I threw the remote control into the air, flailing my hands wildly as I bellowed, sure, it's historically conscious, but come on, the outcaps are melting faster than this movie and more entertaining to watch. You're stuck on a boat. How many stoic glances can you give to your shipmates anyway before they throw you overboard? Samantha began to giggle as she watched me begin to lose my composure. My turmoil was amusing her and all those who surrounded the monitors. I began to stammer as I continued to rant. I exclaimed, look, most of the film is spent building all this dramatic tension, and for what? To attack the pansy beret-wearing Frenchies? Crackers. I stood up, shaking my fist at the ceiling as though admonishing God. The crew members looked on nervously as I screamed and then lowered myself into my chair like an exhausted father who had just used up all his energy scolding a child. staring into the camera with an expression of hopeless regret, I muttered, like our hot-headed leading man, I have a duty to fulfill, and that duty is to impart some wisdom to the less-than-esteemed director. The next time you're making a movie, be sure it has a script. I saw Samantha look... It goes on and on with it. He's still ranting. He has, like, basically another page of ranting about this book, like something, things like 20 books to work from, and this is the best that you can do. Well, let me tell you that neither the general public nor I will be so stupid as to get sucked into your egotistical, narcissistic self-indulgence. I give this pathetic excuse of a film 2 thumbs down and the middle finger.
Oh, no.
So he has some inner rage.
Sounds like it.
But so Charlie's a character, you know, he's kind of like the shock jock, Howard Stern shock jock type of thing, but he's
right.
That for movie reviews. So he's
right.
Always saying something to push people over the edge, you know. And as much as people like hate it, you know, he's got as much hate mail as he does fan mail, they tune in to watch, and he has like incredible ratings, and you know, he's just someone that people love to hate. You can imagine.
Okay.
With those kind of reviews,
well, we're already almost out of time thanks to our technical early technical difficulties. Tell us where we can buy this book.
Well, you can go to Amazon.com and you can purchase it. Or if you want to go to AngryMovieGuy.com, you can go right there to order it as well. And I would just say be a lookout, because it comes out February 14th, but you can go and pre-order it now if you're interested. And if you want to follow me as the author, you can get on Facebook. It's just my name, Izzy Church. And Twitter, I'm Izzy Church 222. And Instagram, I'm Listen to Izzy Church. And I'm basically on all social, Listen to Izzy Church. So, and
okay.
You can follow just the book, what's happening with the book, at Angry Movie Gal on Instagram. And I suggest people to do that, because if you go and if you like the little bit that I read, and I know it was kind of rushed because we had a technical error, but if you heard something you liked and you want to hear more, and follow along, because I'm going to be doing giveaways throughout this month and into February, and we're going to be doing stuff on Goodreads and on Instagram. We're going to have like a really fun activity that people can do to win like books and T-shirts and hats and things like that. And so hopefully will.
Wow. Okay. So we're all these contests and things are at Angry Movie Gal.
At Angry Movie Gal, yeah. That's
Angry
on Instagram.
AngryMovieGal.com. Okay.
No. Angry Movie Guy is the book, and Instagram is Angry Movie Gal.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like we're all set, and they can connect with you on Facebook at Izzy Church.
Yes, and I know we were on, like, I have a second here, but I just wanted to say, because I know you do stuff with, like, dreams and all that stuff, and this actually has an astral. There's an astral Charlie in it. And so I thought that you would appreciate that, Julia, because there's an astral Charlie. And Jungian psychology is a big part of this, because his therapist is using, like, dream therapy to help him. So he has these very lucid dreams. Yeah. Lucid dreams. His astral self is a big part of it. So it's not your typical rom-com. Although it has all of those typical aspects, you have these, like, crazy off the hook sort of things that are involved in it, which just really give the book a little something extra.
Sounds
so
great. Okay,
yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing that. Thanks for being with us today, Izzy.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate it very much.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing your book.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.